UK establishment caves to BLM as MPs. Police chief, take a knee, church prepares racism apology. By Victoria Friedman on June 10, 2020. Prominent figures including the leadership of Britain's left-wing opposition party and the chief of Kent Police have succumbed to pressure from the far-left Black Lives Matter to take a knee against so-called institutional racism in Britain. Labour's new leader, Sir Keir Starmer, and his deputy Angela Rayner had posed for a photograph of them kneeling in a room in the Houses of Parliament on Tuesday, with Sir Keir saying, "We kneel with all those opposing anti-black racism. Hashtag Black Lives Matter." Outside, members of Parliament for the British left-wing party, formerly under the thrall of socialist Jeremy Corbyn, also got on their knees. The Labour lawmakers were carefully socially distanced, 2 meters apart. Government rules that have not been so well observed in the disparate street protests seen in the capital for the past week. Many of the MPs were seen giving the far-left Black Power fist salute during the tribute. The chief of police and 4 other officers from Kent was seen last week taking a knee at an event put on by the organizer of culturally diverse festivals in the county. Chief Constable of Kent Alan Pusely defended the act of humility, with the force issuing a statement on Wednesday, saying, "Taking the knee is an act of humility and officers are supported in doing this where appropriate and safe to do so, without compromising on the service we provide to the public." The Times reports that locals in Gravesend, Kent, as well as retired police officers, were highly critical of Mr. Pusely's bowing to the far-left Black Lives Matter. Meanwhile, the Church of England, the mother church of the worldwide Anglican Communion, looks ready to make an apology for its racist past under the leadership of its liberal progressive Archbishop of Canterbury. "The racism that people in this country experience is horrifying," Justin Welby claimed on social media, continuing, "The church has failed here and still does, and it's clear what Jesus commands us to do, repent and take action." The woke Archbishop, who had decried of his own privilege as a white male in February, continued to say on Monday that the Church of England has its own failings with regards to racism, and like other institutions clamoring to signal its virtue by confessing its sins, implied it would apologize for its past. "I feel within me, again today, that great call of Jesus that we are, as a church, to be those who set our own house in order and who acknowledge our own historic errors and failings. I acknowledge that I come from privilege and a place of power as a white person in this country," Archbishop Welby said, before vowing to take action. What impact these apologies will have on Antifa or the left extremists in Black Lives Matter, given similar moves already seem to have failed in recent days. Despite many London police officers taking the knee in solidarity with BLM, violent activists still committed widespread assault against police officers, with a total of 49 police injured last weekend, leaving some bloodied and others with broken bones. Breitbart News's senior editor-at-large Joel Polak observed the same phenomenon of ritualistic self-humiliation of authority figures in the United States, which he compared to the Cultural Revolution in China, which was also accompanied by the destruction of the Far East country's material history. Polak wrote, "The most striking similarity between the two movements is the ritual humiliation of individuals seen to represent the system. Mobs of demonstrators have marched up to police and demanded that they kneel with him, or to them. Some officers, in a bid to defuse tensions, have obliged. Today, we are watching similarly cultish scenes of white citizens singling themselves out by race and confessing their sins of privilege, taking oaths of allegiance, on their knees, to the new movement," he added.